Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
2023, you guys, and I'm winging it. Hi, it's Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. That's the website, The Dork Forest, if you like a determiner. Dorkforest.com also works. JackieCation.com has all of my stand-up information. Like, it has videos, it has pictures, it has links to this podcast and to my other podcast with Lori Kilmartin. It has a merch store that has Dork Forest t-shirts. It has all of my stand-up merch and all of my CDs and DVDs. So, that's what you know about websites. There's an opportunity, because we're in the new year here, that you can donate to the Dork Forest. I don't have a Patreon. I don't have anything really set up, though I understand you can set up on PayPal a monthly if you wanted to. You could donate and be of to support the show. This is the 17th season, the 17th year I've been putting this stuff out. It's free, but if you have money and would like to throw me some money, boy, howdy. There's a PayPal, there is at my email address, actually, jackie@jackiecation.com, which you can also email me and tell me how much you're enjoying the show. You can also do Venmo if you'd like, which is just Jackie Cation, no hyphen, all one word, picture of this person, me. And then I think that's it. I think I have Zelle, but it's too complicated. Other than that, let's do the credits. Patrick Brady, still in, fixing the audio all these years later. Give it up to Patrick Brady. That's what a lot of your donations support, by the way, because I like to share the wealth. And then Vilmos, he does the websites. And Mike Rickberg wrote and sang that song. Composed and sang that song with his wife now, Sarah. And at the end, he sings the Mexican Hat Dance, which is always fun. Anyway, I'm sure there's more to it. There's a band camp that has a bunch. It has like a stand-up storytelling album that was never released. It's there's also a bunch of live episodes that many of them are free. There were 200 episodes that were not pre-recorded, and I sort of culled through those, and I pulled like 17 of the best ones. There's an album collection of that, 17 hours of Dork Forest. If you run through all of the episodes, go to bandcamp.com, Dork Forest, or Google those words, and you'll find it. Anyway, there's probably more. I can't remember any of it, but you're doing great. Feel free to enjoy the show. Hi, Jackie Cation here. Crouched. It looks like I'm crouched in my garage, but no, I'm an adult lady. Anyway, welcome, Rangers of the Dork Forest, to another program of the Dork Forest. Today's guest, we met her co-host just weeks ago, talking about Korean dramas and dramedies, and it was a delight. But let us now welcome, from Daily Tech News news show, Sarah Lane. Welcome to the program, Sarah Lane.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. It's so nice to be here. And I've heard so many nice things about the show, not only from your audience, but from my colleague, Tom Merritt, who was a previous guest on the show and said, this is going to be so fun. So don't let me down, Jackie.
I know it, right? You would imagine. Get it together. But I will say this, is that it's over. Almost immediately, because you're talking about things that you love. That's what the Dork Forest is. It's
perfect.
It's all about. Yeah. So you talk, eventually the hour goes by and I say, well, it's been an hour. And you go, what? I didn't even get to the, you know, year two of the Civil War or whatever it is you're doing. But we're going to hold that in background. Daily Tech News Show, if I remember correctly, from the Tom Merritt episode, has many different handles on the Instagram but it's a podcast. So it's where everybody can get a podcast, and it's every day.
That's right. So Monday through Friday, you know, weekdays, we are live. We are a bunch of folks who now do a podcast who come from live television previously.
Oh, wow.
So myself, Tom, our producer, Roger Chang, and a host of other producers and guests all contribute to this living, breathing thing that we do every day, because we all can't stop doing live technology.
Right. And it's live. And how long is it? Is it like
Well,
it's like radio?
It's 30. Yeah. It if you want to think about it in radio terms, it's 30 minutes. We do another 30 of like a little bit more off the cuff stuff for the next 30, you know, for Patreon subscribers.
Oh, right. Right.
Which, you know, of which, you know, they kind of keep us afloat.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I mean, it also can be, you could consume any show after the fact because it's also a podcast.
Right.
But
it's 30 minutes everywhere.
That's right.
And then an extra 30 on your Patreon.
Exactly. Right. So if you want to be part of the live experience, great, because that's what we're doing. That's what we're good at, we feel anyway. And if not, you know, you catch us after the fact. In fact, we get emails from people all the time who are like, I know I'm like 4 weeks behind, but I loved that story you did on, you know, drone thing, you know, where we're like, oh, good feedback. But yeah, you are kind of fine.
Right, right.
Because but that's okay.
I do love, because it's the one thing we're good at. Feel free to tune into the live, because we're actually, this is what we're good at. That's hilarious.
It's nice to give people options, right? I mean, as a consumer of content, and we'll talk about this, I love live, I love on demand, I love, you know, binging over the weekend.
Right.
I think, you know, the more choice you have, the better.
To quote Back to the Future, what's a rerun? Anyway, Sarah Lane, so the on Instagram, what's I'm not if you're a good premise presence on, I think on Twitter it was DTNS.
DTNS show.
Show.
DTNS
that's
show.
It.
We're DTNS Picks, PIX on Instagram.
That's right.
And then, you know, I'm Sarah with an H, L-A-N-E, Sarah Lane on all
attainable
things.
Goal, attainable goal to find Sarah Lane.
You cannot not find me.
Exactly.
So, you know,
and if you're watching,
try
YouTube,
to stay away.
Try not to. She will rope you in. Anyway. So, I was fascinated when, I got your list of dorkdoms because it is, you went show heavy, but it went very specific. So
I did.
Before and after shows, so kind of reality shows, but not all reality shows. Some of them are just like travel or HGTV kind of.
I feel like they're all reality shows. So like, do you want me to set this up? Like tell
Please.
People like what? Okay, here's what we're doing. So when I knew I was coming on the podcast here, you know, I was told, all right, well, think of, you know, your dorkdom. And I was like, oh, gosh, you know, I could do so many things. But you have like a spreadsheet of what people have talked about before. So I was like,
sure.
Okay, well, you know, let me try and do something different here. And I just wanted to keep it real. So my real true love and what I would consider my dorkdom 100% is before and after shows. Now, you might say, well, what does that mean? So.
Right.
Some HGTV shows are, you know, before and after a kitchen renovation.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
Or before and after your curb appeal in your front yard. You know, maybe you're selling your house. Maybe you're about to buy a house. You know, that, you know, the possibilities are endless. And there are a couple shows that these are HGTV specific, but like you can find this stuff on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram. I mean, before and after stuff is, if you know what it is. Everybody
right.
knows
people,
what it is.
People love it. They like to see what it was like before.
Because, it's like, even if you don't like what it is after, you're like, ooh, interesting transition.
Right. It's all about change, you guys.
It's all about change.
And we get to watch
right.
it. Okay.
Okay. So the first television show in this genre that I love is the show called Down Home Fab. Now, Down Home Fab. This is an HGTV show, and it's all about, you know, remodeling houses and, you know, just kind of giving it like a Midwestern, you know, but like fun new vibe.
Okay.
However, there's another little twist to the story. So a woman, there's a, you know, a husband and wife, they're, you know, they're like, they kind of tag team, you know, they come in and they, you know, she says, I've got a vision. And he says, I'm going to do the demo, you know? So like, they're a great team.
What do you think about, what do you think about the hiring of that? Do you think they get a deal if they're married?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Cause you're
it's
like,
a
oh,
low budget thing,
now
right?
We're rooting for them also,
yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But so I watched a couple episodes and I was like, she is so familiar to me. Like, how do I know her? Do I know, like, have I met her? Like, and I finally realized she actually used to be on another reality show called Teen Mom on MTV, which is all about, you know, well, I was about to say women, not women, teens who have babies. And have
and
to deal with the, you know, like the, you know, that's pretty difficult, right? To be like 16 and, you know, having a baby.
And was our host of Down Home Fab a teen mom?
Yes, she was. But,
wow. But
like on this show, they don't talk about it. But I was like, I know her somehow because I watch all reality shows ever. So finally, when I figured that out, I was like, wow, this is so cool. Okay. Wow. We have really transitioned. Like, you know, homegirl left MTV. She's got a kid. She has a new husband. They've got kids of their own. They are designing people's houses. It's great.
That is great. Here's my question. Let's back up a little bit. So she has never mentioned, no one has ever mentioned, hey, she was on Teen Mom on MTV in the 90s.
No.
Is that what it was? Was Teen Mom in the 90s or
no,
early 2000s?
It wasn't even really that long ago. It was, let's call it mid-aughts.
Okay. So how old's the kid, do you think?
Well, the kid,
it's called Teen Mom, not Teen Abortion. So I assume she had the baby, right?
She had the baby.
There we
yes.
Go.
Although, well, you know, depends on the situation. In this case, baby is now a teen. And there are other kids in the mix, but, by all accounts, they're a very happy couple. They live in South Dakota.
Okay.
They are just, you know, they are just
happy as clams. Yeah.
Happy as clams. They're cranking out all sorts of renovations for people. And it like the whole thing is like, we like, you know, sort of like South Dakota glam, but we also like gold and, you know, black fireplaces and lots of wallpaper, you know,
so
and just
weird.
Stuff where you're like, oh, what's it gonna look like?
Right. So sort of cowboy, but also Saddam Hussein's
kind of cowboy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay.
It's like modern cowboy glam, if that is a thing.
Well,
so
it is if they say so.
Love it so much. And it, and honestly, like I wouldn't love it that much. Just, you know, just because I'm like, oh, I recognize you from like a former reality show. It's that they do really good stuff. I mean, I've watched,
okay,
I don't know, like 8 episodes now, and you know, it's centered around like, you know, let's redo the kitchen and, you know, make sure that this family of 10 like has a living room that works better for them, you know, with the kids that are homeschooled. Like there are all these like complicated reasons why they have to do what they do.
Oh,
they
right. Because
nice things.
Casting has to find an interesting house and
exactly
an yeah. pile of people or make them somehow interesting.
Right. So like if I was like, hey, can you just like redo my sink? They'd be like, no. We're going to like blow up your house.
Right. We're going to remember Bar Rescue. Remember that show?
Yes.
There was a comedy club. There was a comedy club in Phoenix or Scottsdale, Arizona that they did Bar Rescue to, and they literally ruined the audio system. It's the only thing that was really necessary for a comedy club, but they made the comedy club look great. Except for the green room was actually a fishbowl where they put a bunch of glass so the audience could see you in the green room.
Oh.
It was like partying in an airport. Like you were, like it was Planet of the Apes. It was a little bit of like a zoo vibe. That club didn't stay open long because Bar Rescue ruined the acoustics.
Bar Rescue. I hardly knew you. I actually had forgotten about Bar Rescue, but that was like a, you know, that was a show that at the time I was like, I am in. before and after. Give me
I sense that about you. Do you what are the first names of these people from the down home fab people?
Oh, well, I'm gonna have to look them up.
Okay. Oh, you just know them as a couple.
Well, yeah, because
right. They probably don't say their names a lot. They're just like, well, Jerry's going to be over in the garage and he's going to turn it into a man cave.
So their names are Chelsea and Cole DeBeer. Yes. So Chelsea is she's kind of the visionary.
She
kind of goes around and says, you know what I want to do? I want to take out this wall and we're going to open up the kitchen. And everyone goes, oh, cool. I mean, this is all very, you know, it's reality
staged.
Show
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all- yeah. You know, and then the husband goes, here's what I think we need to do. Like, we have to think about the foundation of this house. You know,
is that,
if you
is
take
that
out the wrong wall. You know, and so there's all this stuff going on. But the finished product is always like, I feel so like it's like I feel the same way that I feel when like I make like a good meal for a couple of friends and they say, I like this meal. Thank you, Sarah. And I'm like, I did it.
I am a chef. So here's my question. So there's a before and after, obviously. What are some favorite things that they've done? I guess that's me jumping ahead to some extent, but if he's the guy who actually directs traffic and says, well, we're going to knock out this wall. I brought my tape measure with me. And she goes, what we're going to do is we're going to turn this wall into a fish tank, but a low, like a shelf, like a pony sized, right? So a horse could look over it kind of wall. Mm. I think they're called pony walls. Why do I know that? I have a podcast called The Dork Forest. what are some cool things that they've done?
Okay.
And
so, here's one example. Like, so they had a couple who had a perfectly lovely house. And this is, you know, again, you know, it's in South Dakota. I've never been to the state, so I don't know, you know, if there is a, you know, kind of 90s era way to style a house that I've never seen before, but they talk about this a lot because it's fairly regional, right?
Are they in Sioux Falls or Rapid City? Do you know?
They're in Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls. And, you know, people who are, you know, in town proper or, you know, on farms near town. And, you know, there was one couple and you kind of like, they give you a tour before, like, here's what we like about the house and here's what we would like to change about the house. And you walk through it and you're like, what's wrong with the house? House is fine. Like, sure, the kitchen's like kind of weird, but like, is it really that weird? I mean, here I'm sort of a broke renter where I'm like, you just live
indoors.
Live.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations.
Roof over your head. Do not complain. Yeah. Pay your rent. But then it's like, okay. And we have, let's say, you know, a budget of like $65,000. We were like, wow, who has that to spend? But okay. All right. Okay. Let's do some reno. Mm-hmm. So they come in and, you know, they're sort of like, all right, this kitchen is really weird. It's like a centerpiece of like the living room and dining room. Like the kitchen should not be in the middle because it like makes it hard for everybody to like walk through the house. The kitchen should be on the side. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So you have like, you know, you know, let's figure out how to make the kitchen bigger. Also on the side, we're probably going to have to like take out some walls. Okay. But then all of a sudden you've got this big grand room, you know, which is like the whole thing that everybody wants now. Right. It's like you want the kitchen with the, you know,
Bleeds into the dining room.
The island. Yeah. Like you don't want like to be in the kitchen being like, where is everybody? I'm over here by myself, you know? So that was like a really good one. And what's funny too, is so my mom and I, we love these things.
Okay.
You know, and my mom goes, well, you know, they know what's going on beforehand. You know, the reveal is like, that's all, you know, pomp and circumstance. And I'm like,
you're right.
I don't know, Mom. I mean, sometimes they seem pretty excited. Like, I'm not sure they saw their new kitchen before this very moment.
Are they ever disappointed? Are they ever freaked out?
No.
That's not what the show's about.
I think if they were, the producers would say, well, we helped you out on the money for this. So, like, let's do it again and seem a little bit more excited. But, like, most of the time, the people are just like, wow, I can't believe this is my house. And it just like, it's like Publisher's Clearinghouse kind of situation.
Okay.
You know, where like people are so excited. Sarah and so Lane. I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Northern California, in a small town called Sebastopol, which is about an hour north of San Francisco.
Okay, because
it's a wine country. My husband grew up in a
non-wine country town, sort of northeast of San Francisco, called Oroville.
Oroville?
Yes, it has a dam that almost broke a couple of years ago.
Is this like a Stockton, Modesto area?
No, Chico. Place? Chico.
Chico. And okay,
Yuba
yeah.
City. So there's meth labs, but there's also Little League parks, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's got everything going for it.
Oh, girl, I got my first tattoo at Chico State. So I know it.
You know Chico.
I know the area.
Yeah. So I kind of literally we are cruising through. You have six of these things. What is no demo remo? What?
So it's no demo reno. So, okay. So this is, you know, we don't have to like go on and on about this, but this is another before and after, you know, house renovation show. However, this one is kind of fun because first of all, it's all houses in the Dallas, Texas area, which, I mean, I've been to Dallas, but like, I don't really know. Like, I don't know the suburbs
of
Dallas.
There's like 8 million people.
And all the houses are so big, you know, where you're just like, oh my God. But the whole idea behind the show is like, we're going to transform your house without taking out any walls, meaning no demolition.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's like, oh, you like, do you want to just like wake up with a new house tomorrow? We're going to do this, but we're not going to do like crazy reno.
Meaning we're just going to paint things maybe.
We're going to paint things. We're going to, like put like different vases on different tables.
They ever do recessed lighting? A lot of people enjoy some recessed lighting.
Yes. And sometimes they take out the recessed lighting because they're like, you know what? It actually, you know, like there's too much like above stuff, you know, it's kind of like screwing up your vibe when you're watching TV. So we're going to change up the lighting and everyone's like, whoa, never even realized that that was a option. We thought recessed lighting was like the best. Not true. Not always true.
We just put in recessed lighting in our house and it's brightened. It's certainly like this room is full of recessed lighting. And I love
a recessed light.
I'm enormously pale. I did a show last week in rural, just outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it's proudly conservative, this town, Hutchinson, Minnesota. Uh-huh. And they were super whitey magoos to the point where I said that they were translucent and they were mad that I used the word trans.
Oh, right. Where you're like, translucent. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I will say this is here's, I like the idea that they're just like, well, we're just, I would like a fresh paint of coat on the inside of our house. Come on in. I say, you're going to move everything out? You're going to redo the floors. You're going to paint the walls. You're going to maybe add a lamp.
Yeah. You know, change, you know, put some pictures on the walls and different. So here's the thing about this show. And it is hosted by, you know, a very, you know, she is like a, you know, effervescent, like very like, we are going to sell your house, even if you're not selling it. But like, she's bringing the noise. Okay. And and a lot of it is it is kind of like not that crazy of remodeling again, okay. Because like, you know, you kind of go like, All right, this kitchen sucks. So what do we do just to like make it better? But we're not like but doing we don't some have a... like crazy demolition and like putting in new floors type thing. And I honestly, yeah. I feel like the, you know, like the before and after, I'm like, she did a good job.
Yes, when we live in a house, you know, the houses on the Monopoly board, we have that house. And so our kitchen is very small. And Andy, my husband, has always wanted to blow out a wall, make it a big area to dine in or something. And I'm like, I don't want to live like that for 6 months or however long it takes.
Right. And so, and it does.
And I did hate the floor. The floor was from 1951 and it was all grout and it was disgusting. So he designed, I said, I like the colors from Doris Day movies. Will you make a
what cheap... are those colors?
They're like primary colors, like blue and red and yellow.
Yellow,
mm-hmm. And then diamonds and a pattern. He did it, and then we hired a guy to cut out the shapes and lay the tile. And it just stays cleaner, but it changed the room. It really did. It brought kind of a Doris Day vibe to it.
I love that. I love that for you.
Right? Right.
You know, and that's sort of the funny thing about it. Like there are sometimes because like, I just love like, here's where we're starting and here's where we landed. And sometimes where people landed, I'm like, I would not want that kitchen. Okay. I would not want that living room. Like it's too specific for me, but it's not for me. You know, it's just fun to see what you can do with a space.
Right, right. Yeah, that seems to be what you really like. You're like, what are you going to do with that room?
Yeah. Yeah, like just transform it. And right. So that, you know, since we're talking about, you know, home renovation, listen, I'm not even a homeowner myself. So, you know, this is something that like I aspire, you know, to be a part of more later in life. But also before and after stuff that is problematic to an extent, but I still love is plastic surgery shows.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That can... I've seen it done well, but I once saw a woman who walked by me in Los Angeles and I said, she looks like a really shitty version of Morgan Fairchild. And it was Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, did you say that to her face?
Oh, no, I don't know Morgan Fairchild. We were in a coffee shop.
You just thought it and I was like, oh, shoot. Okay, yeah. So listen, I don't want to listen. I know that we are walking a line here, right? Okay.
Okay.
So let's walk it. I do not, you know, condone, you know, plastic surgery. Like you may have to do it. You may not want to do it. You may, you know, there might be medical reasons.
You're just watching a TV program.
I'm just watching a program. So this show called Botched on E! Which is ridiculous because the two doctors, plastic surgeons, who are the hosts of this program, are also husbands of two Real Housewives. So one was from Beverly Hills, one was from Orange County. So that is neither here nor there, but you know, just a little.
Oh, it's a fun fact. It's a fun fact.
Just a little background.
I'm surprised not from Teen Mom. Anyway.
Yeah, right. I know.
The dads from Teen Mom became plastic surgeons.
We're not far away from that. So the whole idea with Botched is that somebody comes to the doctors and, of course, reality TV. So, you know, a lot of this is set up, but something is wrong. Like, hey, you know, I was in an accident and, you know, here's why, you know, my arm has never looked right or, you know, some sort of a, you know, and you can use your imagination. And a lot of this is like, you know, like nose, boobs, you know, liposuction kind of thing. But also like, ooh, you really, you know, they've really been throwing a curveball here, you know, with somebody who truly, you know, is trying to get plastic surgery to, you know, make themselves either feel like they used to feel before there was a traumatic event, mm-hmm, or, mm-hmm, you know, after it, you know, it's all very personal. And they do a really good job. And so, like, you have this, like, before and after, but you also have, like, these, like, cast of characters who they obviously, like, throw into the show just to, like, make it fun, you know, where there's someone who's like, I am a triple F boob and I'd like to be triple G. And they're like, the surgeons are like, well, we can't do that or you'll die. And they're like, I want to do it anyway.
So, this seems more expensive than just killing myself. Let's do this.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, just, this is my thing, you know? And then they, like, you know, talk amongst themselves and then go back and say, we're not going to do this for you because we just feel like you need to not do this. And, right, you know, we're, you know, we're surgeons. Okay. We want to, you know, we want to make the right decision. So that stuff is sort of silly.
Right. But and there's two kinds of, there's two kinds of angles that they're doing here. They're the people that they turn down to give themselves a sense of humanity.
That's right.
And then there's the rest of the show where they're doing, here's what I will say about plastic surgery. We have a cleft palate in my family, that is genetic. And my oldest brother had a cleft palate. My nephew had a cleft palate, and my brother was with a woman, very big hippie skippy lady. I don't know how serious she was, but she was like, I'm not going to get the surgery for his cleft palate. Oh. And my brother was like, we have to. This is not a decision to not, because then he won't be able to drink water. He won't be able to talk. I mean, it's actually physically, it's not good. So I have that's my first plastic surgery story, my second plastic surgery story. Sarah Lane, by the way, of the Daily Tech News Show. Here it is. Have you ever seen a Stockard Channing movie from the 70s called The Girl Most Likely To? It is about a supposedly ugly duckling in high school who people were mean to. She gets in a terrible car accident when she's in her early 20s. She gets plastic surgery, and she goes back and finds all the people that were mean in high school and kills them.
This is like pre-Grease, right?
Pre-Grease, Stockard Channing.
Oh, no, I have not seen this movie. I have to see it immediately as we stop recording.
As clank. And, right. Speaking of stopping recording, we might have, and I believe we do, have an ad here. You guys look forward to it.
My ad. I'm about to do an ad. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process. No one knows that more than me, except for possibly you, because that's all life is. It's getting to know yourself, because we're always growing and changing, right? We're always changing. I'm an entirely different person I was than when I was 7, than when I was 15, and now that I'm 57? Sure. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. And that's what therapy does. You talk it out. You vent. You're lancing all of the wounds of your past, and you're trying to figure things out so that you can better evaluate and have some self-discovery. So BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. You know, if you've had therapy before or not. So I've benefited from therapy. It was great. I was willing to be honest. And that was the really big part of it. Because if you're not honest with yourself, you can't be honest with another person. And if you're honest with that other person, you're going to find out it's not that big of a deal. They'll be able to figure things out. We're all, let me say me, I'm riddled with guilt and all kinds of things. So I say, give it a shot. You know, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It helped me to empower myself, right? Sort of see the best version of myself. And it's not just for major trauma or anything. It can just be because you're having a bad time right now. It's really stressful out there. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try, right? It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist.
And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dork today to get 10% off your first month. And it's BetterHelp, B-E-T-T-E-R, help, HELP.com/dork, D-O-R-K. Now let's get back into the show.
Was there an ad? Did you enjoy it? Welcome back. I'm here with Sarah Lane from the Daily Tech News Show, and it's DTNS Picks on Instagram and DTNS Show on the Twitter. And it's every day, Monday through Friday, probably over StreamYard or Twitch or something.
We use StreamYard. We broadcast on Twitch, and then everything else
goes to Twitch.
Is on demand for anybody who wants to catch up at any time.
So go to the YouTube or the Vimeo or the website. Is there a DTNS? I don't think I asked Tom this. Is there a DTNS?
DailyTechNewsShow.com. That's where you can figure out all the things that you can do in order to hang out with us live or, you know, after the fact.
There you go. Now you know. So botched. What? We're talking Botched, which is a reality show about plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery. Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to say about Botched, or would you like to tell me about the swan?
Okay. So, all right. So Botched, funnily enough, like I have quite a few friends who are, you know, they think I'm, you know, my reality show stuff is like cray cray, where they're like, Sarah, how do you watch these shows? And I'm like, it's fascinating. I'm not even saying it's great, but it's fascinating. I love the before and after. So you may recall, or you may not recall, a show called The Swan. This is like 2003 era.
Okay.
This is some time ago. The idea behind The Swan, it was a reality show about women. It was always women who have sort of like said, like, I'm ugly. I'm an ugly duckling. Fix me. Fix my body. You know, fix my face, fix everything. You know,
put me and through a rock tumbler. Fix it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, which is like, oh my God, like that show would never exist today. Are you kidding me?
Oh, the backlash would be incredible because they're clearly paying normal looking people to say, I don't feel good about myself, when we all don't feel sometimes good about ourselves, but don't point a camera at me anyway.
Right. So, right. Yeah. Yeah. So this whole thing was like, it was like a da da da. Okay. You know, our friend, Lydia, you know, has, you know, it's time for her transformation, you know, and like they've had plastic surgery. And like, this is like very dramatic to the point where if this really were to happen, like you would have to be like, you know, healing for the better part of, I don't know, three months.
Yeah.
You know, and so the
and
whole
your
idea
your family
is like,
doesn't notice that you're not raising your three children while you are somewhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, a lot of implications there, but like the whole idea is that you have also not seen your new self as the swan. You know, you're no longer the duckling, you're the swan. And so like on the show, which is very much like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, like dun, dun, dun. You know, like there's lots of overhead lights. You know, the woman like looks at herself for the first time in the mirror and goes like, oh, wow, look at me. And everybody claps because there's an audience. Uh-huh. It was quite awful, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know who watched that and said, you know what? I love this. I love this for us. I think we're really onto something here. Like, it was a bad situation. That said, because
that said,
of the before and after, I was interested in the after. So, yeah.
So you have watched the there's old episodes, right? It's not a new show. They have not rebooted.
Oh, no. Like, I think there was just one season. And then, like, everyone was like, this is horrific. No one can make more of these episodes. And that was the end of it.
I wonder if anyone, you know how sometimes they've done show some reality shows and then they go back on it and they're like, two people killed themselves. And yes, I wonder if that might have been like a thing with the swan, because the swan is very much, you're right. You are not good looking. We're going to fix this. And then all of a sudden they remake you. I remember the first time someone put a lot of makeup on me, and because I desperately would like a team myself, except for that I let people like do my makeup. Like, obviously this is just, I'm in my garage, but the,
me too.
Right. Exactly. But I would just, and so much in college, there was somebody who put all this makeup on me, and she's like, we're going to get you laid, sister. And so, you know,
and you're like, is that what, how it works?
Am I that person? I did not know I was that person. Oh, okay. And so we, you know, it's 1984. Let's do this. Let's go out.
And
it was pre-roofies, right? If somebody wanted to rape you, they had to knock you on the head. And what a weird clip that will make. Let that go viral, please. Anyway, so, so we went out and I was like, am I supposed to have this much rouge? And it was super red lines of, I mean, they were other 18-year-olds doing my makeup. This wasn't professional makeup artists. So.
Sure. Oh, well, first of all, I love that you call it rouge, because that means you're in my, we probably were born pretty similar, you know.
It's called blush, right?
Called blush now, but like rouge, it's like, did you used to call it cream rinse before a conditioner? Because if so, we're probably in the same generation.
I feel like the blow up doll behind you is my sister.
Everybody likes the blow up doll.
She seems very friendly.
She's, for any context, for anybody who's watching the video version of the show, everyone's always like, why do you have, like, what is that? And it's the Sarah Pinata. The Sarah Pinata is just my little friend who just hangs out with me when I do my various podcasts.
And you, she was made as a as a pinata?
She's a pinata. Oh, yeah.
That feels very much the swan. I don't think that that's okay, that you get to beat a girl to death and then candy.
But no. Here's the thing. The Sarah Pinata is not going to be a pinata hung from a tree at a kid's birthday party with candy coming out of her. She's just my little friend.
Well, no, you've saved Sarah the pinata, quite honestly, from a fate worse than death.
Correct.
Which is to be a child's battering ram.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. we're really unpacking a lot today.
Yeah. You guys, we're getting to know Sarah Lane, you guys. We're getting to know her. First of all, she's got an H. Sarah with an H.
Sarah with an H.
All right. Yeah. I have, let's do this last one. And then I have, of course, a weird question about that I think will take up some time. But what is the selling sunset?
Okay. So Selling Sunset is a reality show before and after about a variety of... How do I even describe these people? They're, you know, people who work in real estate in Los Angeles who are selling big, cool properties. But they have to, like, figure out, like, what big, cool person is selling the property? What do we do to the property for the next big, cool person to buy the property that it makes sense for the person selling it to get some money,
right?
So and it's all, you know, sort of like, it's like, well, Jay-Z and Beyonce decided to sell their property, so, you know, here's what we're gonna do, and we've got a lot of interest, you know, from, you know, this, that, I don't know,
from billionaires.
It's like, no one's actually doing this voice, but, you know, but it's, yeah, it's like millionaires selling to millionaires, right? So it's really just kind of house porn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the whole thing about, you know, the Selling Sunset crew, of which there are, you know, I don't know, like 10 of them, is that like they're all dating each other, you know, and there's strife, you know, and so and so says, I can't believe you came in here and told them to do this to the kitchen because I wouldn't have said that. And
it's that kind of reality show, but
it's
the blanket
it's manufactured drama.
But right. But over that, is it actually like famous people's houses like Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Okay. Or is it just like the best manager?
Sometimes it's just like, this is a $45 million house. And everyone's like, who's selling it? And it's like, a guy.
Dennis Miller's brother, who is the most expensive manager in the world.
Right. Right.
Jimmy Miller.
Like a cool manager. You probably don't know him, but like he's really rich.
Right. He's Barry Manilow's agent.
Yeah.
And he has a gajillion dollars. Yeah.
There you go. And so you like look through the house and they're like, all right, so this hall, you know, like the front, the foyer area, like we have to just like totally redo it because it's like very dated, but like we're talking like, you know, let's spend $50,000 on the new foyer type thing,
right, where you're which just is like literally like 150 square feet,
right? Yeah. So stupid. Yeah, right. Anyway, this is, you know, this is escapism. You know,
it's finest.
If I haven't made
some
that
people
very
love
clear,
the
like,
Food Network, you enjoy
exactly. Yeah, like Food Network stuff. Like I can't handle it because I'm just like, now I'm hungry and I don't like it. But like anything before and after, whether it's home renos or people renos, I am in. Yeah.
Okay. So like something like The Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous. Remember that old chestnut?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
that's
show me your yacht. I am in.
Right. So you're like, this is not a before and after, but I will do some like rich people porn. It is interesting to see like how
I will. But like, I want it to like, I want someone to say, OK, this is cool. And you're like very wealthy. But here's how we're going to make it better. Right. I really do want the before and after aspect of it. Otherwise, I'm just like, okay,
all right,
whatever. Yeah, it's, like who cares,
just trying to stop the voices. Sure, you're just watching television. And right, so but here, where, what are the reality the before and afters that you haven't seen that have come like, is there a reality show in you that you you're like, why haven't they ever done this? Those tiny homes, I want them to make a tiny home that is actually a TARDIS and that looks bigger on the inside. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, so I mentioned that I live in a tiny home.
You rent.
Even if I'm a renter, you know, I'm doing okay, guys, but you know, let's keep it real. I currently live in a 550 square foot apartment. In the woods. So it's beautiful. It's under the redwoods. Love it. Love it. Love it. But it's very specific. You don't get things like this in a city. And I'm actually more of a city person.
Okay.
To keep it real. Like I love LA. I love San Francisco. I love New York. I love Paris. I love Amsterdam. Like, I like cities.
Holy smokes. Those are amazingly large cities for someone who
lives
in the
woods.
And also
very expensive. I know.
Yeah, they're all pretty. You know, yeah.
Like,
but you're not dashing off to Seattle, which is a perfectly nice city. And would you ever move?
Love Seattle. Love
Seattle's
Seattle.
Seattle's nice.
Everybody's got their thing.
Yeah.
I would love very much to be in a situation at some point where I could say, all right, no demo reno, come on over and tell me how to make this kitchen better.
Oh my gosh. So you would do that. You would do a reality show where
Absolutely. You
had a property and you're like, I want you to either fix it, ruin it, make it different, and see what you would do with this space.
Very much. I mean, I think I have a lot of skills,
yeah,
interior and exterior decorating, not really my strong suit.
Oh, you know,
like I don't see it the way other people see it. So like, why not?
Right, right. I mean, that's the whole thing is you have to have an eye for this thing. But it's interesting that how much you love it because you're like, I would. That's kind of great because I would look at it and go, I would never have thought of doing that. And
totally. And yeah, whether that's the fun.
Okay. Whether or not I would want to live in that space doesn't matter. Because I'd be like, I would never do that, and that's a terrible idea. Or I would never do that, and look what you did. That looks amazing. I would love that.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, I mean, when it comes to plastic surgery, we'll tread a little more lightly. But yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, take down that wall. Make my kitchen fabulous.
Right, right. It's my mother-in-law now lives with us, and she is we have done several things. She was like, you guys need this. And I'm like, yeah, we've lived here almost 20 years. Do we? Okay, sure. And then we put in the thing and it looks great. Like I like recessed lighting in the kitchen. She's like, why isn't there a light over the sink? And I was like, well, I just washed the dishes. I don't know. Do I need to?
Right.
And Andy, my husband, is like, yeah, you should probably get a better look at those dishes. And because he will sometimes pick up, not often, occasionally, Sarah Lane, he will pick up a dish and yell the word unclean. And then he will put it back on the other side of the sink. So now that it's
and you're
well
like,
lit,
oh, thank you. Thank you for right. flagging that.
Right. I'm glad there's dish. Quality control on the yes. on the going yes. up into the
we
cabinet.
We couldn't
part
do
of it.
Without you, husband. Yes.
And we don't have, like, the house is so small, there's no room for like a dishwasher. And I've never enjoyed a dishwasher. It's kind of soothing for me to do dishes. And laundry, which, by the way, everyone I live with, pretty psyched about those two things. Because they're like, yeah, great. That means I don't really have to do much dishes or laundry because you find some sort of peace in that.
I hear that, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything that that you find peace in? Because we're you got 10 minutes here. You could go anywhere, quite honestly.
Finding peace.
We don't have to push it, but I'm just saying... This is your 10 minutes, Sarah.
Well, okay. Thank you for that. living in my tiny home, also do not have a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. In fact, to the point where when I go to other people's houses and I'm like, oh, I was your guest. You made me dinner. Let me do some, dishes. And people are like, put the dishes in the dishwasher, Sarah. And I'm like, oh, I forgot that other people have these. Right. I just, I don't have that option at home. Like,
yeah.
But also it's like kind of easier just to wash your dishes and then they're done. You don't have to think about it. Pull them out later. Anyway.
Right. I always feel like you wash and then you put them in the dishwasher anyway. I don't know a lot about dishwashers, but it feels like a, yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid and my parents and I had a dishwasher, my mom would be like, you do not put dirty dishes in the dishwasher. You clean them and then you put them in the dishwasher. And I was like, but what are we doing?
But, well, I guess they're like 220 degrees disinfecting them.
Right. Right.
So that's
like
what they're doing.
They will be that much cleaner. But like, my gosh,
it's just me.
Yeah,
I'm just going to eat more off of the same plates. So it's not that big of a deal. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, as far as the dorkdom goes with our, few minutes left, I don't know. I feel like I don't know. I've told you everything.
I think so. Here's my thing is, you will notice that I talked a lot during this episode, Sarah Lane, and it's because I tend to talk more when I want someone to actually be my friend. And so it was very, I was like, I have stories. Maybe she'll like me. Anyway, slow your roll, Cation.
I like you.
Yeah, I want you like me too.
Yeah.
And we did it. We did an episode of The Dork Forest. Sarah Lane, by the way, one of the hosts of the Daily Tech News Show, which is on every weekday, Monday through, what time is it at the live stream?
1 p.m. East. Odd. What am I even saying? 1 p.m. Pacific.
1 p.m. Pacific each and every Monday through Friday. The Daily Tech News Show. And it's DTNS Show on Twitter and DTNS Picks on Instagram. Sarah Lane has an H in it. The Sarah does. Lane spelled like Lane.
Indeed.
You can find her. And it's DailyTechNewsShow.com, I bet, right? You said?
Indeed it is.
Thank you so much for doing the show, Sarah. This has been super fun.
Well, this has been super fun for me as well. And we are now friends. So let's hang.
Yes. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?